Now on Talking Horses Insider Insights.
Seamus, plenty on the agenda for us this morning. And firstly, one of the highlights yesterday was Waikato Studs Ocean Park getting his first Group 1 winner in the Epsom Handicap, Colding.
Yeah, he's really starting to come along now, Ocean Park. New Zealand obviously could do with a couple of stallions putting their hands up, and Ocean Park probably at the moment seems to be the one.
What was your assessment of the horse's win?
I thought he's excellent. Good friend of mine sort of put me onto him early in the season, and so I followed him pretty closely the whole way through. And I thought he was very, very good. He's a very professional horse. I think there's more wins in store for him. The Ocean Park stock seemed to get better even as four-year-olds, I think there's still more in store for this horse.
And another first yesterday, Adelaide, the Cox Plate hero, of course, getting his first Group 1 winner in the ATC Flight Stakes, Fun Star, trained by Chris Waller.
Yeah, Nick, obviously a very good mare, having also produced Young Star, but Adelaide also getting off the mark with a Group 1 winner. The tale of the day yesterday with Adelaide and Ocean Park and Dundeel having a stakes winner and Shocking, Poussin's Taloon, Declaration of War and Zed. It was a different mix to what we normally see.
And across the ditch in New Zealand, the superstar filly Melody Bell, Seamus, created two pieces of New Zealand racing history, and that included becoming the first horse to complete the Hawke's Bay's A Weight for Age Triple Crown during the New Zealand Spring Carnival. She won the Tarzino Trophy, the Windsor Park Plate, and, of course, the Livermore Classic yesterday. Eight horses had previously won two of the three, so quite an achievement.
Yeah, look, nine Group 1s now, Daughter of Commands. She looks to be an even better horse now. They've stretched her out to the 10 furlongs, perhaps ominously winning at 2040 metres yesterday. She could be one, perhaps, that bobs up for a Cox Plate.
Not bad for a horse that David Ellis paid only $57,500 for.
He's obviously the biggest buyer over there and spends plenty of money, but she does go to show that with an iron in the fire, you're just as much chance as somebody who spends $500,000.
And she's now rated, Seamus, an $11 chance for the Cox Plate. How do you assess her chances?
I think it's the most open Cox Plate. I went right through the betting yesterday after some interesting results just to see where it stood. Japanese Asserted Grace is that's how you pronounce it, is current favourite, and I think a horse like Melody Bell, if she was ever to win a Cox Plate, this could be the year.
And speaking of the Cox Plate, tragedy last year in the race for King's Will Dream, who suffered a broken pelvis. And a year later, he's out at Flemington winning the Group 1 Turnbull Stakes. What an extraordinary story.
Fantastic, isn't it? Lucky enough to know a few of the owners and how special this is to them. Just a fantastic story for everybody, I suppose, and really would be a fairy tale, wouldn't it, to see that sort of result. The Cox Plate, for whatever reason, I personally believe, is sort of throws up these sort of magical stories each year, King's Will Dream would certainly be one of those.
Yeah. And to some international news, Seamus, of course, looking forward to the running of the Arc de Triomphe in France and what will no doubt be another stunning performance by the incredible mare in Able.
It's going to be a great race. I think Horse Soxath by Siuni can also give her a race. Not massive involvement as far as the bloodstock world goes and stallions and so on, but obviously no surprise in a race like that. Some of the world's great stallions, not shuttle stallions, but Galileo and Dubawi and these horses are represented. So you'd think the Queen and Abel, who's by Nathaniel, could really stamp herself as the best horse in the world, but there is a horse in there called Sotsas who I think can give her a little run for the money.
All right, Seamus, thanks for joining us this morning. Plenty to get through. It's a wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
Fantastic. Can't wait for next week.
All right. Look forward to having you back on the program then.
Talk soon. Thanks, Joe.